Welcome to this edition of In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia, the place to learn everything you need to know about upcoming opera company productions and more. Hi, I'm Mike Bolton, Director of Community Programs at OCP. On this edition of In Tune, we'll be talking about an opera which does not come around the block too frequently, but always seems to dazzle audiences when they are reacquainted with it. It's famous for remarks allegedly made at its premiere when the Emperor Joseph II, who, when he heard the opera which he commissioned, complained to the composer that, "This is too fine for my ears, there are just too many notes," to which the composer allegedly replied, "There are just as many notes as there should be." Many may be familiar with that anecdote of questionable historical accuracy, and of course, we're talking about Mozart's Die Entführung aus dem Serail, The Abduction from the Seraglio. There's a lot coming up on this edition of In Tune. Conversations with OCP Artistic Director Robert B. Driver. We'll also meet our blonde, Elizabeth Reiter. We have a full plot synopsis, a musical dissection of the opera's famous quartet by Robert McClung, and more. All of that coming up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this message.
Mozart's charming musical gem, The Abduction from the Seraglio, returns in a clever and theatrical updated production by director Robert B. Driver and Italian designer Guia Buzzi. Set in the 1920s, our resourceful heroine Constanza is a spy, trapped by a Turkish ruler who pursues his beautiful young prisoner. Belmonte is a handsome pilot out to rescue his beautiful Constanza. Starring as Constanza is soprano Elizabeth Jara, called a singer of unquestionable vocal interest by Italy's Rivista magazine. Singing Belmonte, tenor Antonio Lozzano was praised for his warm, vibrant voice. Joining them as Blonda is soprano Elizabeth Reiter, who enchanted Philadelphia audiences as Amor in Orfeo et Eurydice and Aphrodite in Hans Werner Henze's Phaedra. Maestro Rivaris leads the opera company orchestra. Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio runs from February 17th through the 26th at the Academy of Music. Order your tickets today online at operaphila.org or by calling 215-732-8400. That's 215-732-8400.
The Opera Company of Philadelphia offers all sorts of ways to learn about its season and productions. Do you like free preview recitals? Then come to A Taste of Opera at Moore College of Art and Design. Like informative pre-curtain talks? Then check out Opera Overtures, held 1 hour before each opera. Love opera? Then help us celebrate National Opera Week from October 28th through November 6th. Here's what people are saying about the Opera Company of Philadelphia's free outreach program.
Opera overtures are an enormous help in appreciating the overall productions. I've enjoyed every one I've been to.
Absolutely illuminating, fun, interesting backstories that are wonderful.
It's enjoyable and it's always educational and very fun.
And I love Taste of Opera. It gives me my fix and my high for the whole week and it keeps me glowing. I recommend it to everybody, and if you have never gone to an opera before, this is a great introduction.
What are you waiting for? Come join us and bring a friend. Find out more about Opera Company of Philadelphia's educational and outreach events online at operaphila.org/community.
We are back with In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia. I'm your host for this edition, Mike Bolton. Mozart's comic opera capitalizes on two hot fads happening in the arts and culture at the time. The rescue opera, in which someone or something is saved from some horrible situation, and all things Turkish, whether it be fashion, food, music, or art. While hot in its time, these influences and styles, especially that of the rescue opera, can be a bit of a hard pill to swallow for contemporary audiences. The Opera Company of Philadelphia's artistic director, Robert B. Driver, who directs this production, has updated the setting of the opera to an era just before the 1920s, in the hopes of making the opera more relevant to today's opera goers. I met with him to talk about bringing this innovative vision for Abduction to the Stage.
One reason I brought it back, we're bringing it back, is because our music director wanted to do this Mozart opera, mm-hmm. which he had not done it. And I'm always happy to do Mozart, even though I will say right off, this plot is a challenging one to realize, particularly in today's mm-hmm. sensibilities. And I have to say that when I first then looked at it again and realized I had to stage this again, I thought, Robert, what have you agreed to? You know, because Mozart is sublime. The text is not. How do you make that work? And so I went to the moment that I thought was the most difficult in the opera to stage. And that to me was after the Bassa Zalem and Constanza have an argument that it breaks the niceness, because the Bassa Zalem is this wonderful erudite figure, an older man who's madly in love with this beautiful young woman. So that works in any period, right? But then he says to her, well, have you thought about my love for you? And so how are you going to act? And then she says, well, yes, I have. I have great respect for you, but I will never love you. And then he says, and you are not afraid of the power that I have over you? Of course, in that situation, she says, not in the least, you know. All I have to await is death. And he said, no, not death. You can be martyred. And so then you get this huge, long introduction before this huge aria, which is really the focal and most difficult thing in the opera. And that music has dramatic moments, but it also has some pleading moments in it. The introduction piece starts with these very strong bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum. So that can be his anger at her response, but also her fortitude. But then when it comes to this di-da-di-da-di, which repeats all the way through there, which is clearly supplication. So in Führung, I put the women in charge. Then that led me to, well, you have to move it to another period, because you can possibly do that in an 18th century rescue opera like this, where Fair Maiden is captured by pirates and taken off to this wild country. So she is in charge, as is Blondchen in charge. That's easier to understand. So I chose a period that would be both romantic, somewhat modern, but also a little distanced. So I landed at the end of World War I in Turkey.
You're using lots of film footage.
Yes.
From the 1920s and even earlier?
Even earlier, and a lot of silent film. There were a number of reasons why, of course, I chose that period. And then it was so fortunate to have the film of that period with some wonderful footage that tell the story. So I decided, since I had moved it in that period, I needed to use the overture to put it in context. And we have film footage of old planes flying in old movies, you know. So that's how we integrate the two and help tell the story. Working together with Guy Abuzzi and Lorenzo Coroni and Andrew Bilyeu, who are our artistic team, you know, of the designer, lighting, and also the filming and finding wonderful footage. I mean, they found the most fabulous footage. And the audience, when we first did this in Italy last year, really had fun with it. And I think that's the point, is bringing a fresh story that tells the story and have the relationships be important and close to what were intended. I have to say, I feel that with Corrado and I, we are so thrilled with this cast. And the two women, for example, Zyarov and Lil Ryder, they're just a dream as singers and actresses and beautiful looking. And then, of course, have to have the romantic lead. And you can't find a more handsome Belmonte than we have. Tall, handsome Spanish guy. And yet he has the perfect touch for Belmonte. And it was really fun to work with him because he is very Spanish. And so his German is very Spanish to me. I thought, he's a Spanish nobleman. Why shouldn't he speak German with a slight Spanish accent? And then, you know, our Pedrillo is wonderful too. He's Polish, and the chemistry with him and Blanche is just great. I mean, they have a real electricity. And then, of course, there is Osmin. The big question of Osmin, the ogre. And I've tried to bring with him the humor, and I speak of him, you know, as the dog with the big bark, but not much bite.
That was the Opera Company of Philadelphia's artistic director, Robert B. Driver, talking about his exciting new production of Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio, which opens at the Academy of Music on February 17th. One of the stars of the production, soprano Elizabeth Ryder, met with us to talk about singing her first Blonde, originating this production in Treviso, Italy, and being part of several recent memorable productions. When we spoke with her, it was last June, and she was just about to take the stage as Aphrodite in the U.S. premiere of Hans Werner Henze's Phaedra, and having just performed Vixen in The Cunning Little Vixen and Blonde in Treviso.
Going from Vixen to Henze to Mozart. I mean, two ridiculously difficult pieces.
Right.
In totally different ways, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And then coming back to Mozart, which totally has its own challenges, but from a different way.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of awesome that we're able to do that. The one thing that I love about every opera that I've done with OCP so far is that, as different as the operas have been, the characters that I play have always been theatrically really out there. I mean, in Orfeo, I played a, you know, punk rock Cupid character, and then played, you know, a Czech-speaking fox in The Cunning Little Vixen, and now doing this crazy Henze German vengeful goddess in Phaedra. And Blanchen, even though it is Mozart, it's Mozart when he was sort of really at the start of something special and was really writing some very out there vocal stuff. So for his time, actually, it fits in well with, you know, Janáček and with Henze. And the character of Blanchen is just so fun. You know, she's this blonde British maid who is under captivity, and yet she walks around like she owns the place. Like, she's, you know, she's hilarious like that. And so I think theatrically, there are similarities to the Vixen and to Aphrodite. So I really, really enjoy that, playing these characters. And the music, no matter when it was written, is always, always fantastic to sing.
My favorite part, my two favorite parts in Abduction probably are the duet with Osmin, mm-hmm. and the quartet.
It's exquisite. And I know a number of people that say that quartet is their absolute favorite thing that Mozart ever wrote, hands down. And conductors that say it's their favorite thing to conduct, and singers, I mean, it's so charming and it's so wonderful, and it shows so much. It's about, what, 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. And every couple of minutes it changes to a completely different dramatic style. And it's the only part in the opera besides the very end where it's pure happiness, and the four, you know, the two sets of lovers are just enjoying themselves and having a wonderful time. And then, you know, there's a little drama in between, but it's a fantastic, fantastic piece. And then the duet with Osmin is, I mean, hilarious. The Osmin is, you know, this Turkish eunuch who is guarding, keeping watch over Blanchen. And he's played, you know, by this buffo comic bass role. And so you have, you know, he has these crazy low notes, and then you have Blanchen, who is a high, high soprano. And I love it because Mozart, obviously being a fantastic genius, wrote Blanche's music to be very, very high, and then all of a sudden gives her these crazy low notes to actually mimic and make fun of Osmin. And I can't think of any other opera or composer or character that does that. And it's so unique, and it's, you know, it's immediately funny to the audience. And I mean, it's so much fun to play because we never get to do that. We never get to sing down there.
You're right. So you guys did this production in November. Was that your first time singing in Italy, and what was that experience like?
Yeah, it was my first time in Italy. I'd never been before, and it was Treviso, which is this beautiful little town, and in autumn, so it was beautiful weather. And, I mean, it was, like, unreal. I would walk to the theater, walk to work every day following like a river with swans in it that would like swim under these old bridges, and spend my days sitting in a cafe having Italian dark hot chocolate, and then spend my evenings in this magnificent old Italian theater singing Mozart. So I was like, I actually have to like look at pictures that I took during the time to remember that actually that did happen. I was there.
That was soprano Elizabeth Ryder in conversation and singing an excerpt from Janáček's The Cunning Little Vixen. Ms. Ryder sings the role of the perky yet strong Blonde in the upcoming production of The Abduction from the Seraglio. We'll be back in just a minute with the plot synopsis for the opera and also a look at the famous quartet by Robert McClung. So stay tuned.
Mozart's charming musical gem, The Abduction from the Seraglio, returns in a clever and theatrical updated production by director Robert B. Driver and Italian designer Guiabuzzi. Set in the 1920s, our resourceful heroine Constanza is a spy, trapped by a Turkish ruler who pursues his beautiful young prisoner. Belmonte is a handsome pilot out to rescue his beautiful Constanza. Starring as Constanza is soprano Elizabeth Jara, called a singer of unquestionable vocal interest by Italy's Rivista magazine. Singing Belmonte, tenor Antonio Lozzano was praised for his warm, vibrant voice. Joining them as Blonda is soprano Elizabeth Ryder, who enchanted Philadelphia audiences as Amor in Orfeo e Eurydice and Aphrodite in Hans Werner Henze's Phaedra. Maestro Rivaris leads the opera company orchestra. Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio runs from February 17th through the 26th at the Academy of Music. Order your tickets today online at operafilla.org or by calling 215-732-8400. That's 215-732-8400.
Puccini's Manon Lescaut is an opera about a beautiful young girl seduced by riches that trigger her downfall, but she finds redemption in Des Grieux's love for her. Puccini's gorgeous, swelling melodies permeate the opera, from Manon's poignant arias to the lush orchestral score. Returning in the title role is soprano Erminella Yaho, who has captivated OCP audiences in productions of Madama Butterfly and La Boheme. Tenor Tiago Rancam, who starred as Cavaradossi in the 2011 OCP production of Tosca, returns as Manon's true love, Des Grieux, with OCP favorite baritone Troy Cook as Lescaut. Maestro Rivaris leads the Opera Company of Philadelphia Orchestra in a stylized production directed by Michael Cavanaugh, featuring lush period costumes from Washington National Opera. The performances of Manon Lescaut run from April 20th through the 29th at the Academy of Music. Tickets are available online at operafilla.org or by calling 215-732-8400. That's 215-732-8400.
Manon Lescaut coming to the Opera Company Philadelphia stage in April. So we'll have a podcast coming up for that in the next couple of weeks. And even more coming up for the spring season as well. So Again, this is Mike Bolt, and I am your host for this edition of In Tune with the Opera Company. And today, of course, we are talking about Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio. It's been 12 years since the Opera Company of Philadelphia produced Mozart's musical gem. And in bringing this opera back to OCP, company artistic director Robert B. Driver sought to present a fresh look at Mozart's comic masterpiece. With the goal of trying to make the 200-year-old story more appealing and familiar to today's audience, Mr. Driver was challenged to find a time and a place in which one could tell the story of the capture, imprisonment, and eventual rescue and release of the heroine Constanze and her assistants Blonda and Pedrillo. To dramatize a capture and imprisonment, Mr. Driver looked at the end of the First World War. He researched and read about Atatürk, who had led the Turkish Empire during the First World War, and then was instrumental in the reestablishment of the Turkish state. He was a leader who was fascinated by Western culture, and Mr. Driver then used him as a model for Bassa Selim in the opera, and created a scenario in which he came in contact with Constanze, who was serving as a spy for the Allied forces. So our story begins where Bassa Selim is having a tête-à-tête with the beautiful Constanze in a Turkish nightclub when Selim's orderly Osmin comes in to whisper in his ear that the woman he is wooing is an Allied spy. Constanze, seeing that something is amiss, leaves suddenly to return to her camp where her assistants Pedrillo and Blonda are supposed to be working but are too busy with their own amorous intentions. Selim orders the capture of the spy Constanze, with whom he is now completely enamored, and Osmin arrives to apprehend Constanze and her associates, but fortunately, Pedrillo is able to send an SOS signal to Belmonte, a Spanish pilot and Constanze's lover. Thus, the scene is set to tell the story in an early 20th century setting. Belmonte, having flown to Turkey in his plane, arrives and wonders how he is to enter Selim's palace to rescue his true love Constanze, in addition to Blonda and Pedrillo. When Belmonte tries to get information from Osmin, Osmin gives him a hard time and won't answer his questions, and a comic quasi-quarrel ensues. Belmonte walks away in disgust, and Pedrillo enters to ask Osmin if Selim has returned. Still in a grumpy mood, Osmin, who can't stand Pedrillo, gives him a hard time, all the while imagining all sorts of tortures for Pedrillo. When Osmin goes into the house, Belmonte shows up again, and he and Pedrillo have a happy reunion. But how to deal with the challenge at hand, finding and rescuing Constanze and her team? Pedrillo will introduce Belmonte as an architect, and he goes to meet the Pasha. The Pasha arrives with Constanze. Despite his protestations of love and offers of wealth, land, and riches, she claims her heart belongs to someone else. And in the aria, Ach, ich liebte, she says, I was in love, I was so happy, and yet did not know the pain of love. But how quickly my joy vanished, separation was my unhappy lot, and my eye is now bathed in tears. Here's an excerpt of that aria, as sung by Mary Dunleavy and the 1999 production of The Abduction from the Seraglio by the Opera Company of Philadelphia. Pedrillo introduces Belmonte to the Pasha, who takes a liking to him. When Belmonte and Pedrillo go to enter the palace, Osmin returns, threatens them with torture if they continue, but the pair manage their way around the oaf and flee into the palace.
March, march, march! Troll, troll, sport! So soli bastonare, I'd like to leave and stay! I'd like to leave and stay! Komm doch nicht näher,
von der Tür,
komm doch nicht näher,
von der Tür.
So schlagt rein, schlagt rein.
Wir gehen hinein.
So schlagt rein, schlagt rein.
Act 2 opens with Osmin and Blonda arguing. He insists she is his slave and must obey him. She laughs in his face and orders him away. She is a proud British woman, and no woman, especially one born in freedom, would ever expect to be ordered around with such brutality. If you want to woo a woman, you should do it with sweetness and kindness. Alone, Constanza laments her separation from Belmonte and deeply feels the loss of his love. Zelim enters, insisting that she must love him, and Constanza replies, saying that while she can honor him, she will never love him. Zelim threatens tortures of every kind, but Constanza says she will bear whatever he inflicts on her and will always remain faithful to her true love. After she leaves, followed by Zelim, Pedrillo and Blonda enter. Pedrillo tells Blonda that Belmonte has secretly come to Istanbul, and he is there to rescue them. She is to inform Constanza that they will escape at midnight, and filled with joy, she runs off to find her. Osmin enters, and Pedrillo offers him some wine. Osmin is reluctant. Can Allah see him drinking? Can he trust Pedrillo? Eventually, he gives in and drinks. The two sing happy songs to Bacchus, the god of wine, until Osmin starts to become sleepy from the potion that Pedrillo slipped into his drink, and he goes off singing.
Ob ich's wage, ob ich's trinke, ob's wohl Allah sehen kann.
Was hilft das Zaudern, hinunter, hinunter, nicht lang, nicht lange gefragt, nicht lang, nicht lange gefragt.
Belmonte enters, followed shortly by Constanze and Blonde. Overjoyed, the lovers are filled with bliss at the reunion. But given the nature of their circumstances, both the men have concerns about their girlfriend's fidelity. Belmonte asks Constanze if she loves the Pasha while at the same time, Pedrillo asks Blonda if Osmin has had his way with her. Both women are outraged that the men would doubt their honor. The men immediately ask for forgiveness, and the four sink to love. Later that evening, the four attempt to escape. Osmin, still half-drunk, stumbles upon them and calls for the guards to capture them. He's thrilled that he has triumphed over them and at the thought of their execution. Inside, Zelim is deeply offended that Constanza has deceived him. To make matters worse, he finds out that Belmonte is the son of his bitterest enemy. The lovers think that they are doomed and sing of their grief and their undying love. Then, to their joyous surprise, Zelim informs them that he will not follow his enemy's example. Instead, he will repay injustice with good deeds by letting the four prisoners go. They are ecstatic and sing of their eternal gratitude, and Osmin leaves in a rage. The others sing of Zelim's generosity and kindness. To forgive mercifully is a quality only of great souls. That's a quick plot synopsis of The Abduction from the Seraglio. And again, this is In Tune with the Opera Company Philadelphia. My name is Mike Bolt, and I am the Director of Community Programs here at OCP. And recently, I was approached by Robert McClung, a local music teacher and writer looking for ways to offer his time to the Opera Company. Mr. McClung is an avid scholar, historian, and musical analyst, and he looked into one of the most famous moments of the opera, the Lover's Quartet, which ends the second act.
When Mozart was commissioned to write The Abduction from the Seraglio in 1781, the traditional genre of German musical comedy known as Singspiel had been declining in popularity for some decades, and after having received the libretto by Christoph Friedrich Bretzner, he must have known that he was working within a genre that was considered stale. But the 25-year-old composer was already a gifted and innovative musical dramatist. Led by his own instincts, Mozart incorporated elements of the two distinct genres of serious opera and comic opera, making The Abduction from the Seraglio not only a unique Singspiel, but a remarkable piece of theater. Inspired by dramaturgical techniques developed in comic opera, Mozart realized the full potential of the ensemble number, conceiving of a new role music could play in the unfolding of dramatic action. This was a completely new idea in Singspiel, where action was conventionally carried forward by spoken dialogue. Musical numbers, such as arias or ensembles, such as duets, trios, and quartets, were traditionally reserved for emotional emphasis and had not yet been conceived of as effective tools for dramatic continuity. Nowhere is this more effectively created than the concluding quartet of Act II, where what is traditionally an obligatory concluding musical number becomes a moment of real theater. A quartet such as this could not have been produced before the mid-18th century. The premium that the Enlightenment placed on the disagreement of reasonable minds made possible the dramatic conception of such an ensemble. Here, four characters from diverse social strata, the aristocratic lovers Belmonte and Constanza, and the paired couple, their servants Pedrillo and Blonda, quarrel between themselves in equal voice, giving song to a debate that preserves each character's individuality while working as a harmonious whole. In The Abduction from the Seraglio, Mozart delineates each section of the quartet by various tempo markings that correspond to each subsequent progression of dramatic sentiment, often changing meter and key in order to further convey the meaning of the text. The quartet begins with the reunion of Belmonte and Constanza. After both expressing how relieved and excited they are to be together, Belmonte's insecurities get the better of him, and he asks Constanza if the rumor of her amorous feelings towards the Pasha is true. Mozart illustrates Belmonte's hesitation in broaching the question by inserting rest between the short phrases "man sagt," it's said, and "du seist," you are.
Man sagt. Man sagt. Du seist.
While Belmonte's melody voices his insecurity, the situation between he and Constanza is comically mirrored with the two servants, Pedrillo and Blonda. Pedrillo, fearful of being caught by Osmin, asks Blonda if abducting the two girls from the Seraglio is worth the risk of being hanged. Finally, Constanza asks Belmonte in recitative, "Willst du dich nicht erklären?" Will you not explain? From here, Mozart inserts both a key and metrical change as the boys voice their worries. Belmonte asks whether Constanza loves the Pasha, and Pedrillo asks Blonda if Osmin has acted upon his rights as her master and taken her virginity. The music pauses over a fermata rest for comic timing, and Blonda answers Pedrillo's question in the most articulate and effective way she knows, by slapping him, saying, "Da nimm die Antwort drauf." There's your answer. The men and women retreat and discuss amongst themselves. The climax of the quartet is reached during a four-measure phrase where all four members sing individual melodies and text in the same rhythm. Belmonte and Pedrillo then beg their lovers to forgive their jealous doubts and insecurities, but the girls cannot yet bring themselves to do it. And it is in this section of the quartet that the four lovers find themselves at their greatest emotional distance from each other. Here, counterpoint becomes drama, and harmony a metaphor for the situation at hand when the sentiment of each character is dramatized by an independent melody sounded at once. Finally, Constanza and Blonda recognize that their lovers' pleas are sincere, and they voice their clemency by singing together in harmony with the support of the violins. It would seem abrupt and unbelievable if performed with spoken dialogue, but the musical lines of Belmonte and Pedrillo leave us in no doubt that the boys are sincere in their apologies, and the final phrase sung by Constanza and Blonda effectively conveys their act of forgiveness. We too, as listeners, can accept a genuine resolve of conflict because of the quarrel's musico-dramatic setting. For me, it's this co-participation in emotion that keeps bringing me back to the opera house, and it's something that is experienced most effectively through live performance. The quartet concludes with all four singing together in harmony the same moral ending, "Long live love, let it alone be held dear, and let nothing fan the flame of jealousy." The Abduction from the Seraglio was well received by Viennese audiences, and the work remained the most popular of Mozart's stage works during his lifetime. In a letter, he recorded that the third performance, quote, "won the greatest applause, and again, in spite of the frightful heat, the theater was packed." the people are absolutely infatuated with this opera. Indeed, it does one good to win such ovations.
That was Philadelphia music teacher and writer Robert McClung. We'll be right back after these last few messages to close out the program, and this is In Tune with the Opera Company of Philadelphia.
The Opera Company of Philadelphia is proud to present its 2011-2012 Aurora Series for Chamber Opera at the Perelman Theater, which embraces a spirit of innovation and creativity. In March, the Opera Company presents its fourth Curtis Opera Theater production in association with Kimmel Center Presents, Hans Werner Henze's Elegy for Young Lovers. Set in the Austrian Alps, Elegy follows a ruthless poet who manipulates the people surrounding him to create inspiration for his art, despite the deadly consequences. In June 2012, the Opera Company presents Dark Sisters by composer Nico Muhly and librettist Stephen Karam. The opera follows one woman's dangerous attempt to escape her life as a member of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a sect that split from mainstream Mormonism in the early 20th century. Get your tickets to this must-see operatic event. Come and see some of the most innovative opera in one of the most intimate settings, the Perelman Theater.
Have you ever been caught off guard by an impromptu musical performance? Have you been shopping and found yourself surrounded by people singing? If so, you've witnessed a random act of culture. Sponsored by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Random Acts of Culture has brought the arts out of the concert halls and into the community. Over the past year, the Opera Company of Philadelphia has organized several random acts throughout the Philadelphia area at Macy's, Reading Terminal Market, the Please Touch Museum, and more. Random Acts of Culture may strike when you least expect it. Whether you want to relive the experience or missed out on the live performance, check out our Random Acts online on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/OperaPhila. Want to participate in a random act? Let us know by emailing outreach@operaphila.org. For more information about the Knight Foundation's Random Acts of Culture program, visit randomactsofculture.org.
Welcome back to In Tune. This is Mike Bolton. Performances of Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio open on February 17th and run through February 26th at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. One of the hallmarks of all OCP productions has been the organization's dedication to offering opportunities to young up-and-coming singers, always wanting to bring some of the most exciting voices to Philadelphia audiences. This opera, of course, features a phenomenal young cast. We've already gotten to know our soprano Elizabeth Reiter a bit, but joining her as Constanze, one of the most difficult roles in the repertoire, is soprano Elizabeth Zharoff. Ms. Zharoff is headed for an extraordinary career and is currently a student at the Curtis Institute of Music. Mr. Driver has been exceptionally taken with this young soprano's talents, and you'll be hearing a lot about her in the future. Here's a little bit of Ms. Zharoff singing some of Constanze's music from her website. Joining the cast are Spanish tenor Antonio Lozano as the hero Belmonte, Polish tenor Christian Adam as Pedrillo, Danish bass Per Bach Nissen as the ogre-like Osmin, and actor Peter Dolder as the Bassa Zelim. OCP's Jack Moroni music director Corrado Rovaris conducts this opera. This wraps up our podcast for The Abduction from the Seraglio. Special thanks to Robert Driver and Elizabeth Ryder for sitting down with us to talk about the opera, and to Allegro Music for providing musical excerpts for this podcast. The excerpts are taken from a performance in Vienna in 1945 and featured soprano Elizabeth Schwarzkopf as Constanze. To purchase this recording, visit www.allegro-music.com and search for Abduction on the Opera Doro label, catalog number 1295. Be sure to check out our other podcasts for this season's operas. If you have any questions or comments, please email them to me at outreach@operaphila.org. That's outreach@operaphila.org. In Tune with the Opera Company Philadelphia is produced, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Mike Bolton. And thank you again for joining us. And I hope to see you at the opera.